It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the last week of trading for the month of December and also for 2025, and it was not an exciting week as far as the grains were concerned. Looking at it for the month of December, also not an exciting week, but not too bad in some of the markets. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's and the month's performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the last week of trading for the month of December brought in a little bit of pressure. We have to spill that over, and we actually had one trading session for 2026 involved in this as well. But for the most part, we did see losses for the last week of December, with most of the markets just trading on thin, light activity that really brought no direction to the market. Still waiting on exports as far as China's concerned, still waiting to see where potential yields could be for corn and soybeans, U.S., as we look for the final crop production report coming out on the 12th. But lackluster demand adding a little bit of pressure, especially to the wheat. This caused all these markets to trade down to major support lines, especially with Chicago wheat actually putting in new lows, while Kansas City and Minneapolis tested their contract lows. We did see soybeans test there, or looks like they're going to try to make a test of their October low of that 1028 area. And corn tested its 435 support line. We'll see once we get the full trading back in the session just what this market can do. But for the week, we lost about 8 cents in Minneapolis, while Chicago wheat was down 12 cents. Kansas City dropping about 18 cents. As far as corn is concerned, we lost about 12 cents. Soybeans were down another 26 to 30 cents. As far as for the month, Minneapolis wheat lost about 4 cents. We did see Chicago wheat lose 28 to 30 cents, while Kansas City was only down 11 to 12. Corn market lost about 7.5 cents for the month of December, while soybeans were down almost a buck, 98 to, cents to a dollar lower. As far as the meats are concerned, not a bad performance for the week of December. The last week, we did gain about $6 in the live cattle market. Feeder cattle were up $9 to $12. Hogs lost about 50 cents. For the month, we did see cattle gain anywhere from $13 to $16, while feeder cattle were up $26 to $27. Lean hogs gained $4 to $5. In all, when you look at it as far as the last week is concerned, disappointing. But the month really didn't turn out to be too bad for the meats. Little struggle as far as the grains were concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.